Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over 15 years, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, engaging authors and academics who, in their research and studies, contribute in some form or fashion to changing the way government does business. For the first time, the next president will benefit from legislation that promotes multi-year planning to shape the direction of federal agencies at the onset of a new administration. A 2010 law requires all agencies to prepare new four-year strategic plans in the first year of each administration. First drafts of these plans are due to the Office of Management and Budget, OMB, in June of 2017. What are quadrennial planning reviews? How have four federal departments adopted the use of quadrennial planning reviews to inform the development of their strategic plans? What can agencies that currently conduct quadrennial reviews do better? And what lessons can be learned for all federal departments as they develop their strategic plans? Today, we'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Professor Jordan Tama of American University, author of the IBM Center report, Maximizing the Value of Quadrennial Strategic Planning. Welcome to the show, Jordan. It's great to have you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Jordan, the new administration taking office in 2017 will want government agencies to execute the president's priorities. A critical step in the execution of presidential priorities is the production of government strategic plans that provide a framework for government action. Would you tell us more about the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act of 2010, also known as GPRA Modernization Act? What does it require of every major federal agency?
So that law, the GPRA Modernization Act, is really meant generally to promote good governance practices throughout the government, government efficiency, government effectiveness, and it's an updating of a previous law, the Government Performance and Results Act, that was enacted in 1993. And so these two laws together kind of are the foundation for modern, you know, current government practices in the area of how to manage effectively. And the laws generally outline requirements for setting goals, measuring progress toward achieving those goals for government agencies, and also reporting the results of that, reporting the extent to which government agencies are achieving their goals. And so a foundation of all of that is the production of what are called agency strategic plans. So each agency has to, at least each large agency, has to produce a strategic plan every 4 years. And those strategic plans are due in the February of the second year of a presidential term. So the next one will be due in February 2018. So each large agency by February 2018 has to produce a strategic plan. And that timeline is meant to sync up with the preparation of the annual budget, since the federal government's budget is also due at that time. So that's the idea. And then there are other requirements that, you know, things that have to happen after that in terms of annual reports on the extent to which goals that have been set out are being achieved.
So why is it a good time? I mean, you mentioned in your report that you did for the IBM Center that it's a good time to consider the value of different ways of producing agency strategic plans. Why? And perhaps you could identify those different approaches.
Sure. So it's a good time because of the February 2018 deadline, which is going to be coming up for quadrennial strategic plans to be issued. So every agency will have to have a strategic plan by February 2018, or else they'll be they won't be in compliance with this law. So that means they, at this point, have, you know, only about a year to do this. And in order to produce a strategic plan really well, you have to put a lot of time in it. It's not something that can just be kind of thrown together in a few weeks if you want it to really be meaningful and to be based on a serious assessment of the agency's environment, trends that are occurring that relate to the agency, et cetera. So agencies really need to be starting to work on this, you know, as soon as they can. And there are a couple general models that could be used to produce a plan like this. I'd say, very generally speaking, there are two different ways that this has been done, although every agency really does it in a different way. So there's really dozens of different ways that agencies are producing these strategic plans. But to generalize a bit, it can be done in a way that's relatively informal or a more highly structured way. So many agencies produce these strategic plans with a process that involves the agency's strategy office or policy office. These offices have different names in different agencies, but usually there's an office that is responsible for policy generally or strategy generally. And this office, through its own assessments and talking with people throughout the agency, can put together a strategic plan. And they can put a lot of thought into that, but it's not necessarily a highly structured process. Alternatively, an agency could use something which in the case of a few agencies has been called a quadrennial review to provide the foundation for a strategic plan. And in that case, the agency is conducting a very highly structured process involving working groups of stakeholders throughout the agency, people from, you know, the different components of the agency participate in these working groups. There's mechanisms for formal consultation with stakeholders outside the agency, people from the private sector or state and local agencies, whomever outside the agency is relevant. And there are studies that are done through this quadrennial review where these could be commissioned studies or other kind of formal studies to try to assess what are the risks facing the agency, long-term trends facing the agency, and what are different, you know, trade-offs in pursuing different strategic approaches going forward. And so that's what has gone by the name of the quadrennial review model.
Yeah, and actually, you know, that's what your title of the work you've done for the IBM Center is, maximizing the value of quadrennial strategic planning. And I would like to ask more about the history of the quadrennial review, strategic review model. When did it start? What's its inception?
So it started in the 1990s when Congress passed a law that requires the Defense Department to do a quadrennial defense review. So this is the first of these quadrennial reviews that was set up. And since then, the model has spread to other parts of the federal government. Actually, the next place where it was instituted was the intelligence community. There was a quadrennial intelligence community review that was done a few times. That's been discontinued, actually. And that one was classified, so it's a bit different in some ways. And then more recently, there was a quadrennial Homeland Security review that was mandated by Congress that Department of Homeland Security does. The State Department initiated, just through its own decision, a quadrennial diplomacy and development review, and that was not mandated by Congress. And then most recently, the White House, under President Obama, initiated a quadrennial energy review, which is actually done by the Department of Energy in conjunction with a White House-led interagency task force. So that one is not just done by one department, but it's in the area of energy policy. The model dates back about 20 years, but these other ones have only been instituted within the last decade.
So you kind of hinted at this, but I'd like to delve a little deeper. And where I'm going with the departments that are conducting these major quadrennial reviews, do they use them to directly produce a strategic plan? And do they typically engage in separate efforts to translate the ideas or big concepts from the quadrennial review reports into actionable operational guidance? And to what extent are these reviews a good strategic planning tool?
These quadrennial reviews generally have not been the direct way that these agencies have produced what is called the strategic plan of the agency. And here, it's a situation of different things being mandated and generating different processes for them because the mandates come from different places. So in the case of the Defense Department, for instance, Congress mandated this quadrennial defense review, and the mandate from Congress simply says the Defense Department needs to do an assessment of various issues related to defense and write a report to Congress about U.S. defense strategy every 4 years. And then separately, there's this Government Performance and Results Act requirement that agencies produce strategic plans. That was a separate requirement. And so the Defense Department has sort of treated that separately. And that's the case for other agencies. So in theory, these things should work together really well. Yeah. It's kind of obvious that, you know, doing this systematic strategic review would be a great way to then develop your strategic plan. In practice, they've been a bit more disjointed, and these agencies that do these big quadrennial reviews, they put a lot of time into these reviews because they're very thorough. There are all these studies being done, working groups, takes months and months to do them, in some cases as much as 18 months to do a quadrennial review. And then after that's all done, they write this report, big report. These reports sometimes resulting from the quadrennial reviews can be 100, 200, 300 pages or more. And then they may have the feeling, understandably so, that they've sort of done the strategic planning thing and now it's time to move on. But then they still have this other requirement that they have to actually produce something that's a real strategic plan, because the difference is these quadrennial review reports are more like broad vision statements. They're not very operationally oriented, where they give clear guidance to agencies or to the personnel within agencies about exactly what to do. It's more sort of setting out, you know, this is our, you know, vision for the department. And in some cases, there are concrete proposals in there for steps that the agency should take, but it's not really giving direct operational guidance to people. So subsequent things need to happen to actually translate that into really direct operational guidance that personnel can use in a more concrete way.
So, you know, what are the benefits of engaging in such a review? Like, how can such a review help leaders advance institutional priorities, generate buy-in among agency personnel and external stakeholders? How do they do that?
The two benefits I think these quadrennial reviews have are, first, generating buy-in, and second, ensuring that long-term trends and risks are being taken into account. One, the strategic plan may not be as good, actually, because it didn't take into account the knowledge that people have who are actual, you know, frontline operators who are, you know, out in the field doing the things that the agency does, implementing programs. They may know things about, you know, why certain programs aren't working, for instance, that the people, you know, at headquarters may not be aware of if they don't, you know, consult systematically with those people. Secondly, the personnel throughout the agency may not really feel invested in the strategic plan if they haven't been part of the process. And so the strategic plan may come out, may sound great, but people throughout the agency may not really feel like it's, you know, important to them, to what they're doing. So the buy-in is important. And so the quadrennial review, by having a more structured process, it provides a means of integrating these people into the process through formal working groups or consultations. You can have, you know, town hall meetings throughout the country where you're, you know, meeting with folks on the private sector or state and local agencies, and the formal process helps you do that. The second benefit of the quadrennial reviews is they provide a mechanism for more systematic assessment of trends in the sort of broader environment that affects the agency. And so by having this more kind of structured formal process, it's a way to also make sure that there is being careful attention to these long-term trends. And if you do things more informally, you may not, you know, get as, you know, systematic of a sense of what's going on in the external environment.
What can be learned from the Department of Defense's Quadrennial Defense Review, QDR? We will explore this question and so much more on our special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors returns.